Hate gray, hate gray. They wanna hate on the gray. Yeah, hate gray, hate gray. They wanna hate on the gray.
What's up? What's up in Martin's voice, man? Y'all know what it is. We back. It's Hate the Great Podcast, and we back with another sports episode. Whatever you doing, put it down. Turn your media up, and let's go ahead and get it cracking. Today is Wednesday, September 21st, and we finna jump right into it. Tonight, we're going to start off with Major League Baseball. Yes, the pennant races are heating up. It is almost postseason time, and teams are jockeying for position to get a spot in the MLB playoffs. So let's go ahead and let's talk about games that happened last night on Tuesday, September 20th. First, we had a doubleheader by the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers. Dodgers wins game one, 6-5. We had the Boston Red Sox taking on the Cincinnati Reds. Red Sox get the victory 5-3. Chicago Cubs over the Marlins 2-1. We had the Astros. They blank out the Rays 5-0. The Blue Jays put up 18 runs on the Phillies. Phillies only 11 runs. Good win for the Blue Jays. The Tigers, they win 3-2 over the Baltimore Orioles. We have the Yankees. They won by one run over the Pirates, 9-8. The Atlanta Braves, they squeaked by the Nationals, 3-2. The New York Mets, they win 7-5 over the Milwaukee Brewers. We had the Angels over the Rangers, 5-2. The Guardians in a dogfight with the White Sox, but the Guardians come out on victory, 11 innings, 10-7. We had the Royals beat the Twins 5-4. The Giants beat the Rockies 6-3. The Athletics take care of the Mariners 4-1. The Padres, they blank the Cardinals 5-0. And game two of that doubleheader, the Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers 5-2. We also got some MLB action going on right now in the bottom of the eighth with two outs. The Blue Jays are holding a one-run lead over the Phillies 3-2. The Yankees is pounding the Pirates right now, 14-2, top of the ninth. The Angels and the Rangers, Rangers on top 4-2. That's at the end of the seventh. The Guardians beating up on the White Sox, 8-1. That game is in the top of the seventh. The Royals versus the Twins. The Royals are holding a one-run lead, 3-2 in the top of the sixth. We have the San Francisco Giants. They're leading 1-0. Over the Rockies in the bottom of the first. Mariners and the Athletics tied at 0, the bottom of the first. The St. Louis Cardinals and Padres are getting it on right now. No one scored a run in that game. That's at the top of the second. We do have a final. The Nationals beat the Braves 3-2. The Brewers, they hold the Mets to 0 as the Brewers get the victory 6-0. The Cincinnati Reds take care of the Boston Red Sox 5-1. The Chicago Cubs beat the Marlins 4-3. The Houston Astros, they beat the Tampa Bay Rays 5-2. The Baltimore Orioles, they beat the Detroit Tigers 8-1. And we still have a late night baseball game tonight. The Diamondbacks will take on the LA Dodgers. So those are games that's going on tonight. If you love baseball, you still got plenty of games that you can catch tonight. Looking at the schedule for tomorrow, which is Thursday the 22nd, the Angels and the Rangers will be going at it at 1:05 p.m. The Minnesota Twins, they're taking on the Kansas City Royals at 1:10. The San Francisco Giants taking on the Rockies at 2:10. The Mariners and the Athletics going at it again. That game is at 2:37 p.m. We got the Cardinals taking on the Padres. That's at 3:10 p.m. The Chicago Cubs taking on the Pirates. That game is at 5:35 p.m. The Brewers taking on the Cincinnati Reds. That game is at 5:40 p.m. The Blue Jays and the Tampa Bay Rays going at it at 5:40 p.m. The Astros and the Orioles, they're going at it at 6:05 p.m. We got the Braves and the Phillies. That game is going to be on Fox at 6:15. The Red Sox and the Yankees, what a rivalry that is. That's going to be on Fox at 6:15. The Guardians and the White Sox, they're going to be playing at 7:10 p.m. And to round out the schedule for Thursday, we got the Diamondbacks taking on the Dodgers, y'all. So we have some really, really, really good games going on. And like I said before, teams are jogging for position to make it to the playoffs, man. So it is a lot of things going on in the baseball world. Make sure you guys are checking your local listings to see your favorite team and know what channel they're playing on in your area. So we're going to go by divisions, and we're just going to look at the teams here. In the American League East, we got New York in first place. They're 89-58. Second place in the division is Toronto. They're 84-64. They're 5.5 games back of New York. We have the Tampa Bay Rays. They're 82-67. They're 8 games back. Baltimore, 77-71. They're 12.5 games back. And the Boston Red Sox, they sit last in the American League East at 72-76. They are 17.5 games back. Then we go to the American League Central. We got the Guardians. They're 81-67. They're leading the Central. White Sox in second place at 76-72. They are now 5 games back. The Minnesota Twins, they are third, 73-75. They're 8 games back. The Kansas City Royals are 59-89. They're 22 games back. And the Detroit Tigers, they are 57-92. They are 24.5 games back. Kansas City and Detroit are eliminated from the MLB playoffs. Then we got in the American League West, we got the division-leading Houston Astros. They've clinched their playoff spot. They're 99-51. The Seattle Mariners, they're 81-66. They're 16.5 games back. The Angels are 65-83. They're 33 games back. Texas Rangers, 63-84. They're 34.5 games back. And the Oakland A's are 54-94. They are 44 games back. In the American League West, the Angels, Texas Rangers, and the Oakland A's have been eliminated from contention for the playoffs. In the National League East, we got the New York Mets at 95-56. The Atlanta Braves are 93-56. Both teams have clinched the playoff spot. Atlanta is 1 game back of the Mets. The Phillies are 80-67. They're 13.5 games. They're 13 games back. Miami is 61-89. They're 33.5 games back. And Washington is 52-97. They're 42 games back of the division leader Mets. As a result, the Miami Marlins and the Washington Nationals are eliminated from playoff contention. In the National League Central, we got St. Louis. They're 87-62. They're leading the division. The Milwaukee Brewers are 79-70. They're 8 games back. Chicago Cubs are 64-85. They're 23 games back. Cincinnati Reds, 59-90. They're 28 games back. And the Pittsburgh Pirates are 55-93. They're 31.5 games back. In the Central Division in the National League, Chicago Cubs, Cincinnati Reds, and the Pittsburgh Pirates are eliminated from playoff contention in Major League Baseball. Then we got the National League West, the LA Dodgers leading and running away with this division. They're 103-45. San Diego is 82-68. They're 21 games back. San Francisco Giants, they're 32 games back. Arizona, 69-80. They're 34.5 games back. And the Rockies are 64-84. They are 39 games back, and they have been eliminated from playoff contention. Now, let's talk about the wild card and who is in contention for the wild card in the American League. We got Toronto. They're 84-64, followed by Seattle, Tampa Bay, the Orioles, the White Sox, the Twins, and the Boston Red Sox. They are still in contention to get one of those wild card spots. As far as the National League, we got Atlanta, San Diego, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, San Francisco, and Arizona. Those teams are still in contention for a wild card spot. So if your team is still in the race, you know, good luck to you. Every game is important now. We're getting down to season. So, you know, Go White Sox for me. I don't know who your favorite team is, but let us know in the comment section who is your favorite team in Major League Baseball and who do you guys think is going to win the World Series. Make sure you share, comment, and let us know your thoughts on Major League Baseball. Let's go over to the NFL, the National Football League. We are now going into week number three, but we can't go to week number three without addressing week number two. So let's go ahead and address that right now. We got the Thursday game. We had the Chiefs taking on the Chargers. Chiefs get the victory 27-24. And this was a good game. I don't know if you guys seen it, but it was Thursday night football, and this came down to the wire. Patrick Mahomes, 24 for 35, 235 yards and two touchdowns. Edwards-Helaire had 8 carries for 74 yards, and Travis Kelce had 5 receptions for 51 yards for the Kansas City Chiefs. For the Los Angeles Chargers, Justin Herbert, 33 for 48, 334 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Eckler had 14 carries for 39 yards. And Mike Williams, 8 receptions for 113 yards and a touchdown for the Chargers. Kansas City, they moved to 2-0. The Chargers, they dropped to 1-1. We had the Jets taking on the Cleveland Browns, and Cleveland loses this game 30-31 from the Jets. And man, you couldn't pay me and you couldn't make me believe that Joe Flacco would have a game that he did. Now, the last time we heard about Joe Flacco, remember he won the Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens. He got a big payday, and it just seemed like he just fell off a cliff, and he was relegated to being a backup quarterback. But he came in this game, had an excellent game, 26 for 44, 307 yards, 4 touchdowns. We had Hall with 7 carries for 50 yards for the Jets. Wilson, 8 receptions, 102 yards, and 2 touchdowns. For the Cleveland Browns, Jacoby Brissett, 22 for 27, 229 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Nick Chubb with 17 carries, 87 yards, and 3 of them touchdowns. Amari Cooper, 9 receptions, 101 yards, and 1 touchdown. Cleveland's, they move to 1-1, and the New York Jets, they get a victory. Now they are 1-1. We had the Washington Commanders taking on the Detroit Lions, and somebody give it up for the D, because they get a victory 36-27 over the Commander. Jared Goff, 20 for 34, 256 yards, and 4 of them touchdowns. St. Brown had 2 carries for 68 yards. He also had 9 receptions for 116 yards and 2 touchdowns. So that man, he was doing everything. For the Commanders, Carson Wentz, 30 for 46, 337 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Gibson, 14 carries, 28 yards, and a touchdown. Samuel had 7 receptions, 78 yards, and 1 touchdown for the Commanders. Detroit, they moved to 1-1. Washington, they are also 1-1. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers taking on Jameis Winston and the New Orleans Saints, and this was a defensive battle from the jump, all right? Now, side note to this game, Mike Evans and Marshawn Lattimore were ejected in this game. It was a mini brawl, I want to say about the third quarter, if I can remember correctly. Something was said to Tom Brady. Mike Evans took offense to it. He runs and he shoves Lattimore to the ground, and that just started a big scrum, a big brawl. Both players were ejected from the game. The NFL came out this week and said Mike Evans will be suspended for one game, so he will not be available for the next game. Big blow for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady, 18 for 34, 190 yards and 1 touchdown. Fournette, 24 carries for 65 yards. Mike Evans, 3 receptions, 61 yards. Jameis Winston, 25 for 40, 236 yards, 1 touchdown, but he had 3 picks. Ingram, 10 carries for 58 yards. Olave, 5 receptions for 80 yards for the Saints. They lose this one. They fall to 1-1. Tampa Bay, they move to 2-0. We had Baker Mayfield and the Carolina Panthers taking on the New York Giants. The second time in 2 weeks that Carolina has lost on a last second field goal. New York gets the victory 19-16. Daniel Jones, 22 for 34, 76 yards and a touchdown. Saquon Barkley, 21 carries, 72 yards. James had 5 receptions and 51 yards for the Giants. For the Carolina Panthers, Baker Mayfield, 14 for 29, 145 yards, 1 touchdown. Christian McCaffrey, 15 carries for 102 yards. And Moore had 3 receptions for 43 yards and a touchdown for Carolina. Carolina, they fall now to 0-2. And the New York Giants, the G-Man, they are 2-0, one of the surprises of this early NFL season. Next, we got the New England Patriots taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. What a defensive game that this was. Also, New England, they come out on top 17-14 in Pittsburgh. Mitchell Trubisky for the Steelers was 21 for 33, 168 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Najee Harris, 15 carries for 49 yards, and Johnson had 6 receptions and 57 yards for the Steelers. For the New England Patriots, Mac Jones, a.k.a. Mac 10, 21 for 35, 252 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Harris had 15 carries for 71 yards and a touchdown. And Aguilar, 6 receptions, 110 yards and 1 touchdown. And the man had a sick catch over the Steelers cornerback. The man got mossed. So that was a great play going in that game. Once again, New England comes out on victory. Pittsburgh is 1-1. New England is also 1-1 on the season. Then we had the Indianapolis Colts taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Jacksonville was playing no games. Of course, the Colts scored 0 points. Yes, you heard what I said. They had 0 points. They lose this game 24-0. For Trevor Lawrence, he was 25 for 30, 235 yards, 2 touchdowns. James Robinson, 23 carries for 64 yards and a touchdown. Christian Kirk, 6 receptions, 78 yards and 2 touchdowns for the Jags. And for the Indianapolis Colts, just a bad, bad day all around. Matt Ryan came over from the Atlanta Falcons, replacing Carson Wentz, who's now with the Washington Commanders. He was 16 for 30, 195 yards and 3 interceptions. Jonathan Taylor, one of the leading rushers in the NFL, only 9 carries for 54 yards. Dunlap for the Colts, 5 receptions, 79 yards. Jacksonville, they are now 1-1. And the Colts are 0-1-1 because, remember, they ended in a tie against the Texans on the first game of the season. We had the Dolphins taking on the Baltimore Ravens, guys. And this game seemed to be put away early. It seemed like Baltimore had jumped out to an early lead. I think they was up about 35-14 at one point in this game. And Miami just came back and just took the game on a last second touchdown by Tua, man. His numbers were 36 for 50, 469 yards, 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Morsett had 11 carries for 51 yards. Tyreek Hill, the cheetah, 11 carries, 190 yards with 2 touchdowns. Lamar Jackson, 21 for 29, 318 yards, 3 touchdowns. He also had 9 carries for 119 yards and a touchdown rushing. Bateman had 4 receptions, 108 yards, and a touchdown. And if you guys didn't see this game, it was very entertaining. It was a great game by both teams. It's a shame that somebody had to lose, but that's how it is in sports. It must be a winner. It must be a loser. And today, Baltimore, they came out on the losing end. Final score, 42-38. Baltimore, they are 1-1. Miami, they move to 2-0. Then we had the Atlanta Falcons taking on the Los Angeles Rams. Rams get the victory, 31-27 on the day. Matthew Stafford, 27 for 36, 272 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Henderson Jr. with 10 carries, 47 yards and a touchdown. Cooper Kupp, 11 receptions, 108 yards, and 2 touchdowns for the Rams. For the Atlanta Falcons, they were down big in this game, but they came back and they made it interesting in the end. Mariota, 17 for 26, 196 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Patterson, 10 carries for 41 yards. London, 8 receptions for 86 yards and a touchdown. The Rams, they are 1-1, and Atlanta, they fall to 0-2. The San Francisco 49ers taking on the Seattle Seahawks. And, you know, bad news about this game, Trey Lance, he ended up injuring and breaking his ankle, requiring for him to have surgery. So he will miss the rest of this NFL season. So heart goes out to Trey Lance. from Hate the Great Podcast, man. We hope that you get better and you get better soon and come back ready to go for next year. But the 49ers, they restructured the contract of Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, remember, it was speculation that Jimmy was going to get traded or that he might got cut by the team. But for some reason, the San Francisco 49ers say, you know what? We might need this guy. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to restructure your contract. Jimmy was okay with coming back to the 49ers. And it seems like this move really paid off because he came in balling. He was 13 for 21, 154 yards and a touchdown. Wilson had 18 carries, 84 yards. Ayuk had 5 carries for 63 yards. For the Seattle Seahawks, Geno Smith, 24 for 30, 197 yards and an interception. Penny had 6 carries for 15 yards. Tyler Lockett, 9 receptions for 107 yards. San Francisco, they are 1-1, and the Seattle Seahawks are 1-1. Down there in the heart of Texas, we had the Cincinnati Bengals going down to Cowboys Stadium to take on Dallas. Dallas gets the 3-point victory, 20-17. Remember, Dallas is without Dak Prescott. Got hurt last week. He had an injured thumb, had surgery on it. He's due to come back in maybe about 4 to 6 weeks. So Cooper Rush made his debut for this season. In his only other game against the Vikings last season, he did really well and brought a win to the Dallas Cowboys, and you know what? He did his thing against the Cincinnati Bengals. He was 19 for 31, 235 yards and a touchdown. Ezekiel Elliott, 15 carries for 53 yards. Brown had 5 receptions for 91 yards and a touchdown. Joe Burrow, 24 for 36, 199 yards and a touchdown. Mixon, 19 carries for 57 yards. Higgins had 6 receptions for 71 yards and a touchdown. So this is going to be the second week in a row that the Bengals had opportunities to come out with a victory, but they lose again to a field goal. Dallas is now 1-1. The Bengals are 0-2. The Denver Broncos taking on the Houston Texans. Broncos pulled this one out 16-9. Russell Wilson, 14 for 31, 219 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Williams had 15 carries and 75 yards for the Broncos. Sutton, 7 receptions for 122 yards. David Mills for the Texans, 19 for 38, 177 yards. Pierce had 15 carries for 69 yards. Collins, 4 receptions for 58 yards. Denver is now 1-1. Houston is 0-1-1. They had a tie with the Indianapolis Colts first game of the season. We had a little overtime going on in football on Sunday, Arizona Cardinals against the Las Vegas Raiders. Las Vegas was up big in this game, and you would have thought that this game was over, but oh no. Kyler Murray, quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals, coming up with a big touchdown at the end of regulation, and with no time left, he also completed a pass for the 2-point conversion to send the game into overtime. Las Vegas comes on the first possession of the OT. Renfro fumbles the football, and Murphy for the Cardinals runs it all the way back for a touchdown to end the game in overtime, 29-23. Kyler Murray, 31 for 49, 277 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Williams, 8 carries for 59 yards and a touchdown. Ertz had 8 receptions for 75 yards. For the Las Vegas Raiders, Derek Carr, 25 for 39, 252 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jacob, 19 carries for 69 yards, and Hollins had 5 receptions for 66 yards. For the Raiders, they dropped 0-2, and the Arizona Cardinals, now they are at 1-1. And, oh, man, I don't even want to talk about this game. If you're a Chicago Bear fan, you know what I'm talking about. They lose to the Green Bay Packers 27-10, and as much as I hate to say it, I guess Aaron Rodgers still owns this damn team. I don't know what it is about when the Bears play the Packers, but we just simply cannot beat this man. And as much as I hate what he said about us, it's really, really true. This man owns the Bears. 23-5 is his record against us over his time in Green Bay, and that's just horrible, man. I mean, I don't know what to say, but something got to give. I can't wait till this dude move on, retire, go to another team, or whatever he's going to do, because he's just been shredding us up for a long, long time. I respect Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be a future Hall of Famer, one of the best quarterbacks of all time. Can't take nothing away from that man, but I would just wish he was in another division because he's caused Bear fans heartache and pain over and over and over again. And Sunday night, it was no different. Aaron Rodgers, 19 for 25, 234 yards, 2 touchdowns. Aaron Jones, 15 carries, 132 yards, and a touchdown. Sammy Watkins, 3 receptions, 493 yards. Justin Fields, 7 for 11, only 70 yards, 1 interception. Montgomery with 15 carries for 122 yards. And Say Brown had 2 receptions for 39 yards. Green Bay, they get their first win of the season, 1-1. The Bears get their first loss of the season, and they are 1-1. We had 2 Monday night games. The Bills taking on the Tennessee Titans, and this one wasn't even a game. 41-7, Bills blow out the Tennessee Titans. And for Josh Allen, this team looks like a team on a mission, and they want to get to the Super Bowl this year. He was 26 for 38, 317 yards with 4 of them touchdowns. Cook had 11 carries for 53 yards. Stephon Diggs, balling, had 12 receptions for 148 yards with 3 touchdowns. Tannehill, pedestrian game, 11 for 20, 117 yards, 2 interceptions. Haskins, 9 receptions for 37 yards. Burks caught 4 passes for 47 yards. Buffalo, they moved to 2-0. Tennessee still is looking for that first win. They are 0-2. And we had the Minnesota Vikings traveling to Philly to take on the Eagles. And everybody was hollering, "Skol, go Vikings." But the Vikings didn't go nowhere. They lost 24-7 to the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Viking team from last week when they played the Packers to when they played the Philadelphia Eagles, they look like 2 totally different teams. Kirk Cousins was 27 for 46, 221 yards, 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions. He also had 2 carries for 20 yards. Thielen had 4 receptions for 52 yards. Jalen Hurts, 26 for 31, 333 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Sanders, 17 carries for 80 yards. And Goddard had 5 receptions for 82 yards. But for this game, man, I got to give it up to a defensive player, Darius Slay Jr. Did an excellent job on Justin Jefferson from the Minnesota Vikings. He had a big game against the Packers, but not against the Philadelphia Eagles. Darius Slay comes up with 2 interceptions with a bunch of pass deflects on Justin Jefferson. So we're going to give him a shout-out, Darius Slay, on shutting down Justin Jefferson. And I know Jefferson will be looking forward to that matchup again. And Philly, they moved to 2-0. Minnesota is now 1-1. Scores and your – I'm sorry, not scores, but your schedule for Week 3 in the NFL will be as a follow. We have a Thursday night game going on. We got the Steelers taking on the Cleveland Browns. Both teams are 1-1, looking to move to 2-1 on the season. Then Sunday's game, we got the Houston Texans taking on the Chicago Bears. That game is at noon. The Raiders taking on the Titans. Both of these teams are 0-2. Somebody is going to be 1-2 at the end of this game. That game starts at 12. The Colts and the Chiefs. Colts still trying to get their first victory of the season. They're going to have their hands full with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. That game is at 12. The Buffalo Bills, 2-0, taking on the Miami Dolphins, 2-0. We got Tua. We got Waddle. We got Tariq Hill. We got Josh Allen. We got Stephon Diggs. Expect to see some scoring in this game. That game is going to be at 12. Lions and Vikings going at it. Both teams are 1-1. One of these teams are going to go in 2-1 and trying to get an early lead in the division. We got the Baltimore Ravens taking on the New England Patriots. Both of these teams are 1-1. The Bengals taking on the Jets. The Bengals looking for their first victory. That game is at 12. The Eagles and the Washington Commanders. This is a divisional game. Carson Wentz used to be the quarterback for Philadelphia. They're coming into Washington, so I know he has something to prove. And Jalen Hurts looking to continue his hot start. That game is at 12. We got the Saints taking on the Panthers. Panthers trying to get their first victory of the season. That game is at 12. The afternoon games for Sunday, we got the Jaguars taking on the Chargers. Chargers looking to bounce back from that Thursday night loss to the Chiefs. That game is going to be at 3:05. The Rams taking on the Cardinals. That game is at 3:25. Both teams are 1-1. This is a division game, so this is important. The Falcons taking on the Seahawks. Falcons still trying to get their first win of the season, so they'll be looking to take down the Seahawks. Then we got the Packers and the Buccaneers. So Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers taking on Tom Brady, two of the great quarterbacks in this league. Both have had great careers. So this is going to be a great game to see, great game to watch. Two good defenses. So we're really going to see if the Buccaneers can stay alive. And I'm hoping for a pack of loss from what they did to my Bears last week. And we got the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday night taking on the Broncos. 49ers starting Jimmy Garoppolo and Russell Wilson and the Broncos, man. So that's going to be a good game. And for your Monday night game, we have the Dallas Cowboys at 1-1 taking on the New York Giants. Make sure you guys check your local listings in your area to see what games are available to you. All right. Now, let's switch it over to the WNBA. And if you don't know, now you know. We have a new WNBA champion, and we're going to say congratulations to the Aces, the Las Vegas Aces, man. They are your 2022 WNBA champions. Congratulations to the Las Vegas Aces. You know, they beat the Chicago Sky, which, you know, that was my pick to win it all. But, you know, hey, they can't win them all. So, you know, we want to say congratulations to the Las Vegas Aces, man. So congratulations. They had their parade celebrating their WNBA title. So congratulations to them once again. And we're going to go ahead, and before we wrap it up and get out of here, man, let's talk about the NBA. Y'all, NBA training camp is set to open in a couple weeks, so we know our favorite teams and favorite players will be starting camp to get ready for the season that's going to start in about a month now. So keep an eye on your favorite team. Y'all let us know in the comment section who your favorite team is and who do you guys think is going to win the NBA championship this year. Is it Golden State? Are they going to repeat as champions? Is Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and the Brooklyn Nets finally going to fulfill the promise that they made? Is LeBron James, AD, and Russell Westbrook, are they going to be able to make the playoffs this year and get this thing going and return to the playoffs? Pat Beverly, he's been an added addition to the Los Angeles Lakers. So that's going to be a team to keep an eye on because we know Pat Bev, Russell Westbrook, they've had their problems in the past. And so we're going to see if they can set all that aside in a pursuit to win a championship. We got the Philadelphia 76ers, James Harden, Maxie, and Embiid. Are they ready to take that next step? Is James Harden ready to compete for a championship? You know, he's finally somewhere where he's comfortable and he says he wants to be. So let's see if that's going to motivate him to get this team to a championship. So I'm excited about what the NBA season is going to bring. Speaking of the NBA, y'all remember Lamar Odom, right? NBA player, played for the Lakers, played for the Clippers, was a good player in the NBA. But word around is that he might be dating transgender actor Danielle Alexis. So Lamar Odom, we know what he's been through off of the court. He used to be with Khloe Kardashian, and now reports are coming out that, hey, he might be dating a transgender. Say, you guys tell me, leave your comments in the comment section of how do you feel about Lamar Odom allegedly dating a transgender actor, Danielle Alexis. Leave your comments. Leave anything that you think about the situation down below. Let us know what you think. And, you know, hey, at this point, all I can say is, you know, whatever people choose to do in their life, that's their life. They can do it. You know, if that's what makes them happy and them two are happy, then, hey, they live in their life how they want to live it. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Let me know what you think in the comment section down below. And so, yeah, man, a lot of things going on in the sports world. If you guys want to comment on anything that I touched on tonight, or if you want to ask a question or you have any questions for us or anything like that, please hit us up on Hate the Great Podcast. Leave your questions down below. Please share. Please like this for us. All your participation and support is needed, and we appreciate everything that you guys do for us. To all our listeners overseas and beyond, and in the States and beyond, we just want to say we thank you, and we appreciate all the support and everything that you guys do for us. Big bro, you got anything you want to say to the people, man?
Yes, man. We are the number one podcast for sports, and I'm claiming it. Do you understand? We are number one. And I really appreciate everyone that's tuning in. I Hate the Great Podcast. We really appreciate you guys for giving us you guys support. It's all free. You guys don't have to pay for anything. You guys can go to all of our websites as well. We'll be having that link up soon on our YouTube page. But anyway, yes, man. Yes, I appreciate everyone, all the listeners on all major platforms. You guys go check out Hate the Great Podcast.
Yes, sir. And man, like I said, we can't stress enough how we appreciate everything. And listen, y'all, go to Hate the Go to the podcast, our YouTube page. We got something real special for you guys on there. Go and check out the new movie, the Thirst Mode. Bro, tell them about Thirst Mode and where they can find it.
Yes, you can find Thirst Mode on YouTube. Find Thirst Mode on Facebook as well. Again, that's Thirst Mode. You guys go check us out on those platforms right there. And yes, we will be coming with more and more series of Thirst Mode. You guys go check out part one and two. And we encourage you guys to go check that out. And stay in tune to Hate the Great Podcast and many more.
Yes, man. Y'all make sure y'all check out that Thirst Mode, man. I checked it out, and I'll tell you what, man, it's a good series. I watched the first two episodes, man, and you know what? I really, really like it. We've been getting some really good reviews about Thirst Mode, so you guys go on over to the channel. Y'all check it out, man, and y'all tell us what y'all think about it. Y'all write us a comment, share, like, but please share the video, share the series, share these podcasts, because that's the only way that we can reach more and more people, y'all. So come on, y'all. Do us a favor and share. Go over to all of our platforms. If you haven't subscribed to us, make sure you do that. That's the only way that you're going to be able to keep up with everything that we're doing right here on Hate the Great Podcast. And so listen, that's all I got for you guys tonight, man. I appreciate each and every one of you. And y'all know I'll be back next week with another episode, how we do it over here, you know. So everybody, stay motivated. You guys, stay working hard at whatever you're doing, because the only way you get great is if you work hard. So, hey, they only hate on the greats. So make sure you great so you can get some hate. Bro, go ahead and take us out.
And we are the show. They love to hate and hate.
And hate to love.
And we are.
Peace out.
One. Hey, this is your boy Poe Peace from Hate the Great Podcast. We're here to tell you guys about our sponsor, Sweetie's Home Care. If you need anyone to come take care of your parent, grandparent, anyone that can't take care of themselves, contact Sweetie's Home Care. Google Sweetie's Home Care and they will come take care of your family member. Again, Sweetie's Home Care out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we are out.
What's up, y'all? This is Ryan from Hate the Great Podcast, and I'm here to tell you about Rap Cookies. Yes, Hate the Great Podcast, we've teamed up with Rap Cookies, and check out our flavor, Cinnabon. One bite of this cookie, and it'll take you back to the days of shopping in the mall, getting them J's, getting the fresh outfit, and then on your way out, you stopping by the Cinnabon stand to get that hot, sweet Cinnabon. One bite of this cookie, and it's going to take you back to them days. So make sure y'all check us out, the Hate the Great Podcast cookie, Cinnabon. I'm about to get one right now.
Hey, 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 this is Hate the Great Podcast. We are here to introduce you guys to our sponsor, Colossal Lawn Pro and More, out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Needs your lawn done, you need landscaping, hauling, moving, and more. Go to their website, colossallawnpro.business.site, and go check them out. Give them a call. Hate the Great Podcast, and we are out.
Hate the Great, they wanna hate on the Great. Yeah, hate the Great, they wanna hate on the Great.